As I mentioned earlier, we will have an interview with Michelle Van Meulen, who works at the Western Cape Blood Service. She will talk about Blood Donor Day, Blood Donor Month, and the Youth Tube Competition. World Blood Donor Day is commemorated annually on 14th June in a global celebration of the millions of people throughout the world who give their blood on a voluntary, unpaid basis to save the lives of those in need. Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for doing the interview. This is your second time on RX Radio, so welcome back.
Ah, thank you so much. Good morning. It's great being back. I always love coming to this radio station.
Percy, could you introduce yourself and tell me what you do for a living?
So I'm Michelle Van Meulen, the Corporate Public Relations Officer for the Western Cape Blood Service. I'm fortunate to tell people about my passion, and that is blood donation and the importance of it. I do this at radio stations such as today, and I have been here previously, you're right. I also do that through external communications such as press releases that I write for the media, and also through internal communication to our staff.
What does it mean to donate blood?
So donating blood means that a voluntary person goes to one of our blood donation clinics out of their own free will and donates about 475 milliliters of blood. The whole process takes about 30 minutes from the moment you complete the questionnaire until you enjoy your juice and biscuits.
Why do people donate blood, and what is the blood used for?
The blood is used to save lives. So the blood that's taken from the donor goes back to our laboratories, where three different products are made, namely plasma, platelets, and red blood cell. These products are then requested from the hospital for their patient. This will then be used for everyday operations, treating accident and trauma patients, as well as treating illnesses such as leukemia and anemia.
Are there side effects of donating blood, and what are they?
So no, there should be no side effects for donating blood. If you follow the easy rules to eat a substantial meal at least 3 to 4 hours before you come and donate, and you increase your fluid intake throughout the day, you should be fine. However, if you're feeling a bit queasy or faint, immediately advise one of the blood donation staff members.
What are the requirements for donating blood?
So you need to be between the ages of 16 and 75. You need to weigh more than 50 kilos, and you need to be healthy on the day of donation, so no colds and flus, and we also ask that you take it easy on the exercise after you've donated blood.
What are the disadvantages and advantages of donating blood?
So for me, the best advantage of donating blood is knowing that you will save up to 3 people's lives with that one donation. There are really no other disadvantages. Knowing that you will be saving somebody's life should outweigh any fear that you would have for coming to donate blood.
What is the blood donating process?
So the blood donation process is easy, and it takes about 30 minutes of your time. It will start off by you completing a questionnaire that you need to answer openly and honestly. Your details will then be captured on our computer system, and we'll then do a quick finger prick test to determine your hemoglobin levels, that's iron. For men it needs to be 13.5 and for women 12.5. After this, one of our nurses will do a quick health check on you based on your questionnaire, and she will also test your blood pressure. So once that's all completed, you'll go to one of our beds and we will take the blood from you. And then once you're done, you will enjoy some nice refreshments, some cookies and juice that we'll give you afterwards.
Please tell us more about your YouthTube competition.
So the YouthTube competition was established as a platform for the youth to inspire the youth to donate blood, and at the same time also showcase the talent of young filmmakers. This year, we are encouraging students who are studying to be part of the creative industry to create a short, uplifting film of about 30 seconds or less that will promote blood donation, highlighting the theme, What's in it for me? The closing date will be the 31st of July, so please visit our website wcbs.org.za, and there you will also find some videos of previous winners, which we'll hope you'll find inspiring as well.
What would your message be to someone that would want to donate blood?
So if you would like, I would first like to say thank you. If you're considering starting your journey of donating blood, you are going to be changing people's lives and saving people's lives. So visit our website again, wcbs.org.za, to find out where there's a clinic close to you. And also don't wait. If you decide that you want to donate blood, start doing it now.
Is there anything you would like to say regarding donating blood?
I think for me, it is just knowing your blood donation really has an impact on people's lives. It really saves lives. So if you still need convincing, if you're not convinced to become one yet, visit our YouTube channel, Western Cape Blood Service. There's a few inspiring stories there about recipients who made donors and telling them about the real impact that they've made in people's lives.
Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Get a hold of us on social media and share your thoughts on the interview. On Twitter, we are at RX Radio SA. On Facebook, we are RX Radio SA. And on Instagram, we are at RX Radio SA. Our WhatsApp number is 060-621-8048.